Today's share in the Dear Shnumi Shabur Yomi program is Daf Reish Chaf Zayin Omid Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off Simon Shin Samach Dalet. Now, we had done Sif Aleph through Gimel. We're now up to Sif Dalet. But let's remind ourselves who we are. And there's actually a very nice Hakdama in Dear Shu footnote number 9, which was really from yesterday's share, which we didn't do inside. We did it outside, but that's a good way to remind us where we are. This Simon deals with a bent mavui in different directions. And let's remind ourselves, by looking at Dershu footnote number 9, that there are two dinim about a mavui okum, a bent mavui, that are different than a straight mavui. Number one, Aleph. She'enu nitar ayidei shamed lechi b'shnei roshav. You can't just go and put a lechi at each end like you might be able to do with a straight mavui. In Beis, according to Rashi, which is the shita that we said the Mechaber Paskin like yesterday, albeit we brought down that there were many Rishonim that agreed with Rashi, we also brought down in the Bir Halacha that there were many Rishonim that disagreed with Rashi and don't require this, but the Mechaber did Paskin like Shitas Rashi and the other Rishonim that hold Afilu im tikein es shnei roshim b'tzuras ha-pesach, even if you made at the two open ends into the Rishus HaRabim or into the Carmelis, that you made it tzuras ha-pesach in a bent mavui, nevertheless, adayin tzorich lasus tikin shalechi b'mokum shebohu misakim. You still have to make it the bending point in the middle at the right angle. You have to make some sort of a tikin over there with a lechi as well. And the reason behind these two dinim is as follows. The din rishon hu that we said you can't be matirit with the lechi at each end, the reason why that's no good is because we paskin lahalacha, and we learn this in Simon Shin Samachay Sif Aleph, Sheshir Pirzas Mavui Kishabokim Bo Rabim Hu Dalet Tvachim. Because the shear, when you have a Mavui going into another Mavui, which is essentially what a Mavui Okum is a shear of Dalet Tvachim to be considered significant. And the Chena Pirza Shebein Shneham Uvos Nidona Kipirzas Lishus HaRabim. And therefore, it's like a breach into Rishus HaRabim. And Kivin Sha Pirza Mifuleshis Lishus HaRabim Derech Pesach HaMavui. Since you now have this breach over here, lefikach im mavoi paritz lechaveru bedalat tvachim lo moil ma shetikin es rosh b'lechi. Therefore, a lechi at its head will not work. Shari zeh kemoshi yesh pirtzas dalat tvachim le mavoi be echod mitzidav. It would be the same as if you had a pirtza in the middle over here of dalat tvachim, which would be significant. V'tam din hasheni umishum heker. And the reason why you need over here, according to Rashi, at the bend point, you need to have some sort of a ticket over there. It's because that must be recognizable. And as we pointed out yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, im rosho shamavu yechod sasam, if you have really a three-sided mavui, only open on one side, then eino agin bo shnei adinim, then these dinim do not apply. Shari ba'ofen zeh eina pirtza shaporetz mavui echod l'chaveru mufulesh l'shus harabim, because in this situation it's not considered to be mufulesh into the shus harabim on both sides, and therefore lekach dai b'mashatikin es rosho hapasuach l'shus harabim b'lechi. And that's when, in a situation like this, a single lechi is able to go and be matudis. So this, hopefully, this hakdama from the Dirshu footnotes, this is actually a summation now of yesterday's shir. Now we can go to Sif Dalet. And here we're going to be talking about the following. The Mechaber says, Mavoos hapsuchim elu le'elu. You have basically a multi-channeled mavoi over here with many interlocking at right angles or something like that, different roadways. The ein ha'ikum shel echad mihem no tushus rabin. But there are so many different interlocking mavois over here that they do not directly open up from one into the other into Shus HaRabim. Yesterday we talked about the Ches shape, so imagine that you had many, many continuations over here, right angle, off right angle, off right angle, off right angle, so that you have multiple pieces over here before you go from the opening into the eventual reaching, going through all these different mavoyos into the exit way. So he says, Kivon shepsichas ha-mavoy yachitzon l'shus HaRabim. Since you have over here the opening of the mavoy only going into the Shus HaRabim, but all the other exit ways from that original mavi go into another mavi, into another mavi, into another mavi, and only eventually exiting to another exit into the Shus HaRabim, or as we pointed out, it could be a Carmelis as well. Hari osa mavi shepasuach elav b'akmi muso, choshev kipasuach l'Shus HaRabim. But since eventually it will lead to a Shus HaRabim, we view each one as if it was opening up into the Shus HaRabim. V'chein mavi ha'pasuach li osa mavi v'chein kulam. And every one at the right angle, at the bend, it will require the necessary tikkun in order to be able to be carrying in that area. So for argument's sake, if you have a lechi at one opening and a lechi at the other opening, you're going to need to have a tzuras of Pesach at every single right angle bend over here. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us in Siv Katan Yud Dalet. Rotsu lomar, after din mavoi okum hu b'shnei mavos shuroshim psuchos l'rishos rabim davka, the normal definition over here would be like a dalet shape or even like a ches shape, that they're going from both entrance ways, exit ways into rishos rabim or to a karmelis. The kanyish harbi mavos kitanim shenichnosos elu ba'elu ve'elu ba'elu ve'en b'hem pilush rishos rabim. And here we're talking about many, many different mavuyos, one opening up into the other, into the next one, into the next one, without going directly into the rishos rabim. Nevertheless, afilu hochi kivin shekzei mavoya achron pasuch rishos rabim, since ultimately the last one will open up into the rishos rabim, and likewise uchein tchilas mavi rishon, and likewise the first mavi opened up from a rishos rabim. Again, both could be a karmelis as well. Chashuvos kulam kimufulashim. We view this as one long through and through mavui. Vitzarich tikkun b'chol akmimus shel kol echad v'echad. Therefore, you need to go and make a tikkun at every single right angle, at every single bend in the mavui, as we just explained. So this is what the Mechaber is telling us about this new type of multiple bended mavuis in Sif Dalet. Now we go to Sif Hey, where he's going to talk about what we describe as a centipede-like mavoi, which we'll see in diagrams, both in the schematic at the bottom of your page, in schematic number 2, which is referred from the Be'er Hagola Oschaf, as well as we can also see this in Dirshu footnote number 26, and also in Dirshu footnote number 27. 26, the mavois are directly opposite each other, 27, they are not. We'll see what this means shortly. Now, the Mechaber is telling us over here the following. This mavoi ha'asui ki neidal. You have a mavoi that is made like a centipede. A neidal, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siv Katan Tes Vav, who sherets sheyesh lo raglaim. This is a creepy, crawling creature, an insect that has many, many legs, harbe, raglaim harbe, mishnei tzadav, on both sides of its body, ve'eino mechuvonim zeh keneged zeh, and the legs aren't directly opposite each other. They're a little bit off center, so to say. And this type of a mavoi, kenu mavoi zeh, so too we're dealing over here with a mavoi that has this appearance of a centipede. Shepsuchim lo mavoz kitanim harbi mishneit stodov. You have, as you can see in the schematics at the bottom in tzir number 2, or in Dirshu footnote number 26 in the diagram, that the legs, so to say, of the centipede, which represent the smaller mavois that are entering into the larger mavoi, the legs over here, these harbe raglayim, mishnei tzadav, on both sides, the einam mechuvonim zeh keneged zeh, they're not directly opposite each other. Kenu mavoi zeh, that's what this mavoi over here that's called a mavoi ha'osui kenadol. You have many smaller mavois entering into the large mavoi in the center. One that is not directly opposite the other. We'll see in a moment again what the significance of that is. So back to the Mechaber. This mavoi ha'osu kinedol is the hainu mavoi godol sharbei mavois kitanim pesuchim lo. You have many smaller mavois entering into this large main thoroughfare mavoi. V'roshi hashniim pesuchim l'rishus harabim. And the ends of the major thoroughfare in the middle, the mavoi ha'godol over here in the middle, each side opens up into rishus harabim. Or, as we'll see, it could also be opening up into a karmelis. So in this situation, the Mechaber writes, afilu ein pisle ha'kitanim shemikan umikan mechuvonim zeh kenegezeh. Even if the smaller mavoyos are not directly opposite each other, and certainly if they are directly opposite each other, every one of these smaller mavois, as it enters into the larger mavoi, requires a tzuras ha'pesach over there. This is considered a bent mavoi and requires a tzuras ha'pesach. It's not enough to just go and rectify the two ends that open up into the rishus harabim. You have to go rectify at the bend. And every one of these smaller ones that opens up into the larger ones is basically considered a mavoi akum and requires its own tzuras ha'pesach. Uberosho Asheni, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain means at the two ends, Hapasuach Rishus Rabim, the two ends that open up from the small mavoi into the Rishus Rabim and from the larger mavoi into the Rishus Rabim, that also needs a takana, either a lechi or a korah. Or, as we'll see, you can do it vice versa. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tes Zayin, when we said Virosh Yashnim, it should have said Tzarech Lama Virosh HaMashniya. It means the second opening, the entranceway into the Rishus HaRabim. Hainu Shekol Echad V'Echa Me'amavos HaKitanos Shirosho Echad Pasuch Lama V'Yagadol Rosh HaShniya Pasuch Rishus HaRabim. Each of the smaller mavois has on its outer side an open way into the Rishus HaRabim. V'hu Adin LeKarmelis, the Mishnah Berurah says, as I pointed out. So basically, each smaller mavoi opens up on its outer side into the Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis, and on its inside side, it bends into the mavoi gadol, and therefore requires a tikkun over here as a mavoi akum. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Zayin tells us, Miloshon ha-machaber mashma degam be-mechuvonim ha-psochim shal mavoos ha-ketano zekenegezeh, that even if the two smaller mavoos are directly opposite each other, that wouldn't change the din around. Gam kin tzorach tikkun bimkom psichosel l'mavoi ha-godol. It would still require to have over here a tzuras ha-pesach, a correction over here, a tikkun, at the right angle. The ein lechashvon k'movi echad aruch b'fulosh b'yoshi. You might have thought that maybe you consider the two smaller movis that are opposite each other as being a major movi themselves that goes from one end to the other, and we could ignore the movi godol in the middle, and this would just be a regular movi m'fulosh. So he's telling us no. The ha mikol makom kol echad k'movi akum hu ima godol. You can't ignore the movi godol in the middle, so they have a right angle bend into that movi godol that cannot be ignored and requires a tzuras ha-pesach. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Ches tells us that osel kolecha bimkom psichosel l'mavi godol tzuras ha-pesach. You have to make a tzuras ha-pesach. Haynu bechol mivoos haketanos shemitzad zeh v'chemitzad hasheni. On both sides over here, when you're coming into the mavi godol, from both the one on the top, so to say, and the one on the bottom, you need to make a tikkun, a tzuras ha-pesach at each one. The same thing would be true if you only had the top half of each of these diagrams over here. You only had the chatzeros on the top side, for example, and the bottom side was a totally enclosed wall. So you just had multiple chatzeros entering into this mavi gadol. So at each place where the smaller mavi enters into a larger mavi, even though there's nothing on the other side, at the connecting point between the smaller mavi going into the larger mavi, each one requires a tzuras ha-pesach, even though it's only on one side. Certainly if it's on two sides as well. But even if it's only on one side, you still require a separate tzuras ha-pesach at each right angle bend. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Tes tells us that you have to go and put this tzuras ha-pesach over here b'mkom psichoso l'mavoi godol. So that means, the Mishnah Berurah says, ozil l'taimei sheposek l'el. This goes according to the opinion that we brought down yesterday, Rashi's opinion with all the other Rishonim that hold like him, which was the Mechaber's opinion over here, which is that you must make a tikkun at a mavoi okum. So he's going l'taimei. He's following his stock from yesterday's shia. Sheposek l'el d'mavoi okum tzorech tikkun b'mkom ak mimuso, that you always must make a tikkun at a right angle mavoi at a mavoi akum. V'hacha kol achas meha mavoos haketanos b'chla mavoi akumu. And every one of these smaller mavoos that's going into the larger mavoi gadol is considered over here a basically a mavoi akum, and it requires a tikkun according to Pesaka the Mechaber based upon his holding like Rashi. Shenichlas mimena la mavoi agadol u'mimena yotzi l'shusarabim. Every single one requires a tikkun. The issue footnote number 28 does bring down, based upon what we learned yesterday in the Bir Halacha over there, that our mavois, shemavoh shalonu, shadinam kechatzir, as we pointed out, our mavois are constructed differently than the mavois in the time of the Gemara, and they are halachically not a mavoi, they are more like a chatzir. So one has the right to be makel in this situation, yesh lahokil, shalot sarich lasos tikkun bak mumimus. You do not have to take the stricter opinion over here in the Mechaber. You can combine the opinion that says you never require a tikkun, plus the fact that our mavois today aren't really mavois, they're really a chatzer, and you can rely upon that leniency by combining these shitos over here. Gam b'mavoi kimin neidal lo tzorich lasos klum bak mumimus. And you don't have to make any sort of a correction according to this other opinion. Certainly, according to the opinion that says you never need to make a correction, you wouldn't have to. But even if you want to hold that you sometimes do have to make a correction over here, since you could argue that our mavoi is not like their mavoi, it's really more of a chatzer, therefore you may not need to make any correction at all. Elosh, yesh tatakin is kol ha-psochin b'tzuras ha-pesach mitzad ha-minach. But the minach is to go make a tzuras ha-pesach at the ends rather than a lechi or a korah. In any event, the Mechaber continues and he writes over here, we have to go and at each of the right angle bends, go put in a tzuras ha-pesach, and then u'bamavoi gadol, so at the larger central thoroughfare on the two ends, imhu mefulosh, it's going through and through, so if there's an open end at each end, oset tzuras ha-pesach mitzad echad, on one side you have to make a tzuras ha-pesach, so now you're essentially looking at the entire mavoi structure over here as being enclosed on three sides, the two sides with all the smaller mavoios on it, with the tzuras ha-pesach, and the end that you're closing off with the tzuras ha-pesach being the third wall, so you basically have a mavoi sasim over here that's only open on the other side, and therefore, when you make a tzuras ha-pesach on one side, mitzad echad, mitzido asheni lechi akoro, all you need to do on the other side is to put a lechi or a koro there. Vim husasim, and in fact, if this mavoi gadol was really sealed on the other side, so it really is a three-wall enclosed mavui, a mavui sasam, and it's only open on its fourth side, then you don't need anything over here other than a lechi, o selechi, o kora barosha. All you have to do on the open side is now put in a lechi or a kora, and that will be perfectly fine, and it will seal it off. With that, we conclude Simin Shin Samach Dalet and the din of the various different types of mavoyos, and Emir Tz Hashem, we will start with Simin Shin Samach Hei tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.